Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Network news breaks, tech forward, relationship driven. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., and American OPHC, shines on national stage. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., trading on the NYSE American under the symbol OPHC, recently showcased its strong financial performance and strategic vision at two major October conferences. The Fort Lauderdale-based company reported robust second-quarter earnings of $3.6 million and surpassed $1 billion in total assets, reflecting double-digit deposit growth and rising net interest income. Chairman Moish Gubin represented the bank at the Illy Micro Main Event in San Diego and later attended the Jewish National Fund's Global Conference in Hollywood, Florida. These appearances highlight OPHC's focus on relationship-driven banking, tech modernization, and investor engagement. A recent feature on Gubin's entrepreneurial journey underscores his leadership in fueling Optimum Bank's growth. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Network news breaks. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, reports strong dealer demand for new MVR electric carts following Vietnam production launch. Massimo Group, a manufacturer and distributor of power sports vehicles, has reported strong dealer demand for its new MVR electric carts following the launch of production in Vietnam. The company has received over $1.5 million in early dealer commitments for the MVR Golf Cart and MVR Cargo Max Electric Utility Cart. The MVR series features 48-volt, 105-hour lithium-ion systems, offering greater range, faster charging, and extended battery life. Massimo Group CEO David Shan expressed excitement over the enthusiastic response from the dealer network, validating the company's product strategy and manufacturing partnerships. The company will showcase the lineup at the upcoming PGA show in Orlando, Florida, as part of its expansion in the electric mobility sector. UAE hosts UAE Africa Tourism Investment Summit, forging a shared vision for sustainable tourism ventures across Africa. The UAE recently hosted the UAE Africa Tourism Investment Summit 2025 in Dubai, under the theme Building Bridges for Sustainable Growth, with over 350 leaders from the UAE and 53 African nations. The summit aimed to strengthen economic integration by forging partnerships in tourism, hospitality, infrastructure, and innovation. Her Excellency Sheikha Nasser al-Nawais, UN Tourism Secretary General-elect, outlined a vision for driving Africa's tourism sector forward. The joint ministerial statement from the summit sets out a new investment mapping to boost collaboration in tourism, aviation, infrastructure, and digital transformation. Projects under this mapping require an estimated $6 billion investment and are expected to create 70,000 jobs. Priority areas for joint efforts include tourism, investment, sustainability, and SME financing.
DFW Car and Toy Museum announces upcoming benefit Concert at the Museum, a Grateful Dead tribute on December 6, 2025. The DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, is hosting Concert at the Museum, a Grateful Dead tribute on December 6, 2025, featuring the Texas Northbound Train Tribute Band. The event will run from 6 to 9 p.m. at the museum, with food and beverages available from local food trucks. Tickets are $10 each, with only 700 available. Proceeds will benefit the Women's Center, a nonprofit aiding Tarrant County residents. The event will showcase the 1949 Studebaker Grateful Dead pickup, known as the Dread, previously owned by the band's original soundman. Join in for a night of nostalgia, music, and classic cars at the DFW Car and Toy Museum.
Colorado Judicial Institute addresses the influence of AI on the legal community. Colorado Judicial Institute, CJI, will host a thought leadership forum on the influence of artificial intelligence in the legal profession. The forum, AI Today, What the Legal Community Needs to Know Right Now, will bring together judges and legal experts to explore how AI is reshaping the practice of law. CJI Board Chair Thor Nelson stated that AI is already testing the boundaries of ethics, professionalism, and trust in our courts. The event will feature panelists discussing topics such as ethics rules, societal impacts, and responsible adoption of AI in law firms. Registration is open to CJI members for $100 and non-members for $125. The forum will take place on November 6, 2025 at Gibson Dun & Crutcher LLP in Denver, CO.
Seattle International Auto Show rolls into Lumen Field Event Center, November 14 to 16. The Seattle International Auto Show, presented by BQ, is coming to Lumen Field Event Center from November 14 to November 16, 2025. Attendees can compare, experience, and explore hundreds of vehicles, including hybrids, plug-in hybrids, EVs, and traditional gas engines. Must-see debuts include the Ford Expedition, Hyundai Palisade HEV, and the Honda Prelude. Guests can test drive models like the Alfa Romeo Tonale PHEV and Hyundai Ioniq 5. Special features include classes with automotive expert Tom Volk, a Porsche Car Club retrospective, and a Purple Rain exhibit showcasing iconic purple finishes. Don't miss the VIP group tours, family fun zone, and Subaru Loves Pets adoption. Tickets range from $1,775 to $1,975 with kids 12 and under free. For more information, visit seattleautoshow.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.